The question all distance runners hear on a regular basis is why. Reporter Whitney Jones recently went to a close family member for the answer.
I have a brother who is a runner.
My name is Richen Jones. I am Whitney's older brother. And I'm a marathon runner, an ultramarathon runner.
A couple months ago, I was in Massachusetts. Richen was in Oregon, where he lives. I got a message from him. Want to come pace me for the last lap of my 50-miler on the 27th? How far and what pace? It's miles 43 to 50, so not fast. I am not a runner, so the correct answer for me was no, but I thought 50 miles. Why would anyone ever do that? Can I do a story about it? Like Richen said, he's older than me, by about a year and a half. And whether it was high school basketball or driveway wiffle ball games, or who could eat more pancakes, or who could race their bike to the top of the hill first, we turned everything into a competition.
I'm no less competitive now than I was then.
Without our sibling competitions and without organized sports, 3 years ago, Richen turned to running. It started with the local 2.5-mile run on the 4th of July. Then he moved on to 5Ks and 10Ks, eventually marathons, and now I'm getting messages saying that he's running 50-mile ultra marathons.
I'm never going to win a marathon. I'm probably never going to win any race, to be honest. So the competitiveness then becomes how hard and how far on a given day can I push myself? Can I push my body? And basically becomes a lifestyle because of just, you know, needing to exercise this competitiveness that, for whatever reason, I've been born with, I think.
Most mornings, it's this need to compete that gets him out the door for his early morning runs before 5:30. Today, it got both of us out the door by 5, headed to Shampooey State Park. I set up camp along the trail as Richen headed out to the course.
So it's actually not as cold as I thought it would be. My last name is Jones.
Are you doing
50 mile, yeah.
So this is your bib number and your chip.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we're ready. Are you ready? We got five.
Yes, everybody keeps telling me to have fun.
3, 2, 1, have fun.
We're in a heavily treed park, pitch dark the first lap, and most of the second lap, you can't see anything. So by the time you finish 12.5 miles, the first, you know, first quarter of the race, the sun's just barely coming up.
Just about up to the aid station here. I just gave in and had a donut hole. A chocolate donut hole with glaze on it.
When I crossed the half point at 4:15, I figured I was probably 30, 35 minutes ahead of pace. I knew it was going to be a good day at that point.
All right, so the rain's starting to pick up a little bit. A little bit heavier now. The trail's getting awfully wet and muddy. A lot of standing water on it.
Between laps 5 and 6, end of 5, beginning 6, was a tough point because you know, for some reason, the difference between 2 more laps and 3 more laps is, for whatever reason, seems big at that point.
You're the best around. I'm going to have to keep you down. You're the best. Oh, there's a squirrel. Just about stepping on a squirrel.
Between laps 6 and 7, it really started to rain again, and I was struggling with how to stay warm.
Stay focused. I'm trying what you're doing.
In my mind, I can tell myself, your legs are still moving, so you can keep running.
There's going to be tears at the end of the next lap. I'll just tell you that right now. Just seeing everybody here is going to be...
Richen had just spent the last 9.5 hours running 50 miles, and that 10 seconds of yay, good job, and the clapping, that was the extent of the celebration. I still had to ask, why do you do this?
We're back to the why question. Ultimately, it must fulfill some desire that I have, whether that's to prove to myself I can do it, maybe it's just the competitiveness and the question, you know, how far can I push myself?
For Only a Game, I'm Whitney Jones.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Dana Haddock. We had help this week from Paul Vikas, Mike Garth, James Trout, and Glenn Alexander. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our ultramarathon photo gallery, please visit onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from statistician Nate Silver, who discloses his post-election plans.
I'm looking to relax a little bit more. I might go play in a couple of poker tournaments or something.
My advice to potential opponents, run fast. I feel a little field. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.